Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus. Lord and Savior. Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Suited Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored, trusting in the Lord tonight. Continue to guide and know that God is guiding and directing you on this. Thank the Lord, too. So I'm just so thankful for His everlasting love. I'm just so thankful for His understanding. I'm so thankful for His strength and guidance that He's continued to give me to be able to take me deeper into what He is saying and doing in my life. I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for His armor protection. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for His discernment. Hallelujah. To be able to identify spirits. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And seek Him to know how to do the things that He called me to do. Heavenly Father, I just come to You saying thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Father God. I ask You to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed Your blood over us. Continue to heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of You, Father. Father, we long for more of Your understanding. Father God, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your grace being sufficient for us, Father God. We thank You for Your strength being made whole in our weakness, Father God. We thank You for giving us the strength to be vulnerable and to be weak to You, Father God, because we know that You won't take advantage of our weakness, but You would strengthen us, Father God, and You would let us learn from the things that we go through, Father God, to go deeper inside of You, Father God. Continue to give us the strength to stand in You, to have on our full armor, God, Father God, to always seek Your kingdom first and to ask You what is called for us to do, Father God, and to take Your guidance and Your ways and Your thoughts, Father God. We thank You for loving us enough to reveal to us Your revelation and Your understanding. In Your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. I just thank God for just being in the midst. I thank God for continue to show us if we be planted in Him and be rooted in Him, that He will continue to guide and direct us. Today's title is called Crush, You Are Not. Hallelujah. Because we need to understand that we're not crushed, we're planted. Hallelujah. When you understand you're not crushed, but you're planted, because when you're crushed, that means you're in a lot of different places. That means something have been smashed and have become a lot of different pieces of one thing. Hallelujah. And you scatter pieces of one thing, but when you are planted, you are one seed that's going down into the dirt. Hallelujah. That's going down into the ground to get rooted, to have thorns. Hallelujah. I mean, not to have thorns, to have roots that come out to spread. Hallelujah. For the tree to grow. Hallelujah. And to grow and do and become what God called you to become. And we're going to be out of Psalms 1 today, Psalms 1, and we're only going to be verse 1 to 3. And I just want to release what the Holy Spirit was really speaking to me, what my Father was calling me to speak to His children, so we understand. It's saying Psalms 1, it says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. When you walk somewhere, what we need to understand is to say that we are the temple of God, and God lives in us, and He walks in us. Hallelujah. So the only place that you should be walking in and what God called you to walk in. Because if God lives in you and He walks in you, hallelujah, that means He's taking and guiding us to where we're called to go. It's like, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, hallelujah. So you don't take advice and information from the ungodly, but you only walk and does what God called you to do. So you're blessed if you allow God to walk in you and guide and direct you and show you His ways and His thoughts. Hallelujah. You take no counsel from the ungodly, because they're not being guided and directed by God, nor stand in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. And we are saying, see, we have to realize in Ephesians, when it's talking about having on the full armor of God and being able to stand, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, say we should have on the full armor of God. When we done all we can do, we stand, hallelujah. And when you stand, you have on the breastplate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have on the full armor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please excuse my voice. And it say, and wherefore, when you take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Hallelujah. Have your loins girt about with truth. You're standing in the truth. You're standing in what God is saying. So it says, and nor stand in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. What we need to understand is that God's thoughts and ways is higher than ours, and he don't want us to stand in the way, having about the truth. He don't want you to take on the truth of a sinner, hallelujah, nor stand in the way of sinners. He don't want you to take on the truth of a sinner and having on a breastplate of righteousness. When you're standing, you're having on a belt, you have your loins girt up with truth and having on a breastplate of righteousness. You're walking in the righteousness, hallelujah. You're walking in the righteousness of God's law. You're walking in faith. You're stepping out and going and doing what he called you to do because you're walking in truth, hallelujah. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. You receive in the truth and you know the truth of what God is teaching you. So it says, stand not in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. So you're not acknowledging him in all your ways. You're not acknowledging the evil in all their ways, and you're not letting them direct your path, but you're trusting the Lord with all your heart, and you're leading out on your own understanding. In all your ways, you acknowledge him, and he is directing your path. You're asking God to show you his ways and teach you his path, lead you into the truth and teach you. Hallelujah. So you want him to lead you into the truth and teach you, asking to show you his way. And when you ask him to show you, asking him to take actions and show you the ways, hallelujah, and he's done that by allowing you to walk in the spirit, hallelujah. He's guided and directing you and giving you the counsel of what you do, because when you're walking, when God is walking in you, that means he's guiding and directing you, and the counsel that he's giving you is through his voice. You're actually taking actions and put words, his word into action, hallelujah, and you're becoming the flesh that he called you to become. And it say, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. So you're not sitting down with them, hallelujah, because if we're the tip of God, God lives inside of us and walks inside of us. That means where we sit, where we stand, and everything we're doing in God. Hallelujah. So we're being guided and directed by him. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law does he meditate day and night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. So his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditated on it day and night. Hallelujah. And when we go to Romans 8, and I'm going to start at verse number 1, it say, there is therefore no condemnation in them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the spirit. Hallelujah. So you see, he said, walk not in the counsel of the scornful. Hallelujah. So you walk not in the counsel of them, but we walk after the flesh. Hallelujah. So where you're walking after the flesh. You're walking after what God called us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when God lives in you and walk in you, hallelujah, where God is directing you, you're falling behind him, because we're taking up our cross and we're following him. As Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, this is what you have to do. You have to take up your cross and follow me. So as we're God's guiding and directing us, because one thing we need to understand, if you have the Spirit of God inside of you, you still have the power to follow what God is saying to you and do what you want to do, because we have a conscience. We know what is the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. And if we can be honest, it's sometimes where God reveals stuff to you and you do the total opposite of what God has told you to do. You didn't walk where he was telling you to walk. But it say, when you are after the spirit, it say we walk not after the flesh. Hallelujah. Because we won't listen to what the Spirit of God tells us to do, but we will walk after the flesh. But now that we are in God and we are meditating in his law, we walk after the spirit. It say, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. So one thing God wants us to understand is the law of the spirit. Hallelujah. Because Paul speaks about the gospel that he teaches. Paul is teaching the gospel of grace. Paul is teaching the gospel of the spirit of the law. Hallelujah. And he say, this is what we are going to be judged for. Hallelujah. This law right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Romans 2 and verse number 16, it say, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. This is what Paul had written. So he's teaching about the gospel of grace. Hallelujah. He's teaching about the law of the spirit. Hallelujah. It is so many people that want to do the old law, where it's righteousness within yourself. But God wants you to do the law of the spirit, where you're walking by the spirit, where you're being guided and directed by the spirit, where you're following the ways of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And this is a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. That's why it's some stuff that you want to do that you think you want to do, and it's not after God's will. Like, and there's some stuff that God will call you to do that you really don't want to do. You feel like you're not capable of doing it, but you're going after the Spirit because God have connections and have certain things that he want to connect you with. Hallelujah. It say, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. He's saying God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in him which walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. So he is saying the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in him who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. So now he's talking about the law of the Spirit, hallelujah, where the righteousness that Jesus brought, which is the righteousness of faith, and we walk in faith and we trust what he is telling us to do and what he's calling us to do. That's the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. Okay, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know when you're walking after the Spirit because you have life and you have peace. You have peace in what God have called, and this is the peace that God have given you, because Jesus say, peace I give unto you, peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, I give unto you. That your heart not be troubled or neither be afraid. He's telling you don't be afraid or don't be troubled, but it's not the peace of the world. See, the peace of the world, everything has to be going okay for you to have peace. But see, when you have peace and life in God, you know no matter what, as long as you're walking in God's will, you have the peace, because he have a peace that surpasses all understanding. That's why you could be going through all kind of tribulation and persecution, but you have peace because you have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You know that his strength is made whole in your weakness. You know that this is part of the process, that you have to go through this to grow inside of God, to get deeper in him. Hallelujah. For it to be, it say, because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Hallelujah. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. It say, because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So a carnal mind cannot handle the spiritual law of what God is doing. Hallelujah. It's enemy against God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go back to Psalms number 3, and then I'm going to come back to here because I really want to break everything down that my Father was releasing to me. So when we go back to Psalms number 1, it say, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinner, but sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So when you do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, hallelujah, you are allowing God to guide and direct you. You're being led and guided by the Spirit. You're staying out in the way of sinners. You're allowing God's thoughts and ways to guide and direct you, because we have to realize that his thoughts and ways is higher than ours. Sometimes what God called us to do makes no sense. So you would think like what your carnal mind say, go ahead and do that, but that is enemy against God. Hallelujah. That's not being in alignment with what God is calling us to do. Hallelujah. You step away from what God is calling you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you go do your own things because now you're leaning on your own understanding. You in that carnal mind where it's enemy against God. You're trying to figure out things. See, with God already created us before he put us in our mother's womb. So if he created us before he put us in our mother's womb, that means he had all the things that we're doing. That's just like someone that created a cartoon. And they have different series of the cartoon. They have it already written out before they even probably go to find a producer or find someone that want to invest in it to make it come to reality where it's actually on TV for people to see. Hallelujah. So they have a lot of different ones written. They have a lot of different scripts that are written. Hallelujah. But for them to come to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they prevent the people with the scripts that they have. And then as they're going on, they continue to release more more out of them. They get to writing more, all the stuff that was already in them. They kept writing it more for the series to continue to go on. And that's just like when we are with God. God releases certain things out of us for us to step out and do what he called us to do to get it going here in the physical aspect of it. But then as you continue to do it, he continues to release more for the series to continue to go on, for your life to continue to become manifested here on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. But the way that happens is by you having that relationship and allowing God to guide and direct you and take you to where he's calling you to go to. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. See, it says the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit is the word of God. Hallelujah. So you meditate in the word of God. You're meditating and letting God. When you meditate, you are just in silence, and you trying to take in the serenity of the silence and hear this still small voice. So when you meditate on his law, you're meditating to hear his voice. You're meditating to hear his guidance for him to speak to you and release what he is saying. And after you do that, it's saying he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When you meditate and you just quiet in the stillness of something, it's like you being planted by the rivers of water. Rivers of water, when you talk about the Holy Spirit, it talks about water. Because when Jesus was talking to the Samaritan woman in John 4, he was saying, if you give me water, the water that I offer you, you shall not thirst again. Hallelujah. He said to her, if you knew who I was, you would have asked me and I would have gave you anything that you asked for. Hallelujah. He was talking about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is what is able to give you anything you ask for. It's a ask and you shall receive. It's a seek, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open to you. It say that a natural father would give his child anything. Don't you think your father would give you the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is what releases to us the will of God. It says the Holy Spirit says nothing of himself, but everything that the Father calls him to say. So he tells us everything. When we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit intercedes according to God's will, because he didn't know the searches of the heart and know the mind of the Spirit intercedes according to God's will. So when it says that it will give you what you need, it's giving you the Holy Spirit, and it's releasing to you everything that you need. It's releasing the thoughts and mind of God. It say, casting out every imagination, the thought that exalts itself over the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And brings to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. So he wants us to be to the obedience of Christ Jesus, the thoughts and our ways. Hallelujah. And as we let the Holy Spirit guide and direct us, the voice of God, we are able to go and do what he called us to do. Hallelujah. And it's saying, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaves also shall not wither. It say it will bring forth its fruit in its season. Every season is called for fruit to come into manifestation. Hallelujah. Its leaves also shall not wither. Hallelujah. So the leaves shall not wither. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even the leaves on there that is connected shall not wither. The things that are connected shall not die. Hallelujah. And whatever so it does shall prosper. So whatever you do, it shall prosper. Hallelujah. Because that's what God's saying. When you're meditating, you're listening to his voice, and you listen and you meditate on his law, the law of the Spirit, and what his mouth is saying and what he's guiding and directing you, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You're planted by the Holy Spirit that brings forth fruit in this season, because you're going and doing what God called you to do, what you were created to do, what you were putting before your mother's womb to do. As leave also shall that wither, so the leaves shall not wither away from you. Hallelujah. And whatever you do shall prosper, because God called you to prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we go back to Romans, and we go back to Romans 8, hallelujah, and it say that for the carnal mind is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. But the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Hallelujah. So what really jumped out to me in this scripture say, because the carnal mind is enemy against God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you go to Genesis, and we go to Genesis And we go to chapter 3, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is after Adam and Eve had ate from the tree of life, hallelujah. In Genesis 3:15, and it says, and I will put, I'm going to read up at 14, and say, and the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you have cursed, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and thus shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put an enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, hallelujah. So she said, between your seed and her seed, hallelujah, between you and Jesus, hallelujah, because the woman is a representation of Mary who was coming to pass, hallelujah, and it shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. And it say, and it shall bruise your head, hallelujah, the mindset, the way that you think, because we have to realize, it said, carnal mind was enemy against God. That was the mind that did the things of the world. That is the mind that the enemy still have control over a lot of people. That's why I say, don't be conformed to the world, but be retransformed by the renewing of your mind so you can prove what is good, acceptable, perfect will of God. See, God is trying to process some of you in your mind, hallelujah, because it's still enemy against God, hallelujah, because you still have the carnal mind, hallelujah. You're not allowing the spiritual mind to overtake you, hallelujah. And he said to the serpent that it shall bruise your head, hallelujah, and you shall bruise his heel, hallelujah. And when we go to Romans number 16, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Romans 16, and this is when Romans 16, and he's speaking in Romans 16:20, hallelujah. This is just a personal greeting that Paul was writing out, and it say to receive the Lord. If you just go back, he just breaking down a lot of different people. But in 20, it says Romans 16, and I'm going to start at I'm going to start at verse number 20 and say, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. And it says, the God of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we just realized that when we was in Romans number 8, that it said, the other thing that it said about peace, hallelujah, that we shall have peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, for the law of the spirit of God, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in this, in that which was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin and flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do not mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For the carnal mind is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. So it says the spiritual mind is life and peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. Hallelujah. So it says the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you have someone under your feet, hallelujah, and it says bruise Satan, it's talking about his head, taking away the mindset and the capability that he has, because now people are under the spirit of the law, and they are able to walk in the spirit of God, and they're able to be led and guided and directed by what God is doing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The spirit of the law be with you. Hallelujah. Satan under his feet shortly, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And then he just speaking about a little bit other people, but then I'm going to go down to 25 and say, and now to him that is of the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Hallelujah. It say it was kept secret since the world began. Hallelujah. Because when Adam and Eve ate from the tree of life, they became conscious of the things that was going on. They was awakening, but they came to death, because what was God was the tree of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why when he was talking to Jesus, he said we have to kick them out of here unless they eat from the tree of life and live forever. But it wasn't meant for them to go to eat from that. Hallelujah. So it say that now to him that has power to establish you according to my gospel. He talk about my gospel, as he said in Romans 2, hallelujah, that we will be judged by the gospel that Paul preaches, that Paul teaches. That's why you have to understand that Paul, when Paul was called, the Holy Spirit overshadowed him. If Paul would have went and tried to go up under the teaching of the apostles and the ones that was up under Jesus Christ, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. they wouldn't been able to teach him what he was taught by the Holy Spirit, because this is what he was meant to be taught before he was put in his mother's womb. This is the way that he was meant to teach before he was put in his mother's womb. This was the things that he was meant to go through. When God, when Jesus said, I need to show him what he had to go through for my name's sake, for me allowing him to go through knowing, being zealous for the law. Now I'm about to show him to be zealous for grace and zealous for my love, the love that I have to show people the grace that I'm using somebody that I have extended grace to, hallelujah, and I have extended peace to, and I'm using him in a powerful way, because now people are going to be judged by the gospel that he presents, hallelujah, because this is the gospel that's straight being presented by the Holy Spirit. See, what we need to understand, when Jesus was with his disciples, he said the kingdom of God is near, hallelujah. He was saying the kingdom of God is here, and they was with Jesus, and they witnessed him being crucified, and they witnessed him being raised again from the dead, for them to be able to testify about that. So they was able to testify about the different ones, and they was able to speak who Jesus was to the ones that came once they were baptized and received the gift of the tongues, and they received the Holy Spirit, and they told their spirits about Jesus, who he was. And then Paul went out and taught the teaching of what we are called to do as God's children, and how we are called to grow, and how we are called to walk in the law, in the spirit of the law, because he was someone that was taught by the Spirit, that was taught by the mouth of God. God used him in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why you need to understand that we're under grace now. It's so many people that try to get a relationship with God through the law, but we're under grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is what you are judged, and this is what we are supposed to be taught by. Hallelujah. According to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophet, according to the commandments of the everlasting God. He said, according to the commandments of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Now I say this was made known from the everlasting God to all made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. This is the righteousness of faith that Jesus brought, because before you didn't have to have faith to follow the law. That's just like somebody, if somebody step in a position or get a job, they don't have to have faith in the job to do the job right. Say you get a job, and I'm going to speak about one job when I worked at Kroger's. When I worked at Kroger's and I was a cashier, I love cashiering because I like dealing with people. And everybody had the same instructions when they was called to do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the way you presented yourself at the job was a different thing. See, it's about the faith of what you believe in. I believe in that God put me in that position to speak love and to speak life into people, and to know that I was there to plant and water the love of God while I was there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I had faith in that. Hallelujah. But it wasn't necessary faith in a company where I knew I was going to grow and be there for a long time. But it was other people there that was there to grow and build with the company, be with the country for years, the company for years and years, because it was people that was there that was like that. It was people that was there that's been there for a long time, but they didn't have love. They didn't have compassion, because they just followed the rules, but they didn't give out. They told you the rules about you have to acknowledge, assist, and appreciate the customers, but they were so used to following the rules that they didn't really do the things that they was teaching, but they knew the law of the rules. They knew the rules of the company, but they didn't know how to project out what the rules was that they did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when you coming in there and you projecting out because you have faith in what you are, of who you are, of who God called you to be, you will project out what God called you to do, and you just acknowledge, accept, and appreciate people on the regular basis, because that's the love of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he was saying the commandments of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God, the only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. So that's what I want to just acknowledge. Sometimes when people are under the law, they just do what the rules are, but they really not faithful to the rules. You got what are you faithful to? See, I'm faithful to God because I love him. And he's continuing to give me the strength to be faithful because he's showing me different levels of faith, different levels of faithfulness of not just the carnal and the outer physical and just going and doing what he's saying, but the faithfulness of being in the spirit and just meditating and just being still and just knowing the difference of what he is doing in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank you for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. I pray you receive. That's what the Spirit was saying to the church. Hallelujah. It was so much more that God has in my spirit, but I released what was meant to be released tonight. But we just need to go deeper and be content with being who God called you to be. Hallelujah. Know how to meditate on the law and know the spirit of the law and knowing that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and its leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever it does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you're allowing God to take and guide and direct you. Hallelujah. That's why so many people that's following the T's of the law and they're still not doing nothing, and people telling them because they're not giving enough or they're not doing this, is because you're not in the law of the spirit. You're not being obedient to the voice of God. You doing something because you think you got to follow rules, but God didn't tell you to do that because God got something else. He trying to bring something else. God trying to show so many different layers of him. Paul came and brought out another layer of God, of revelation of the spirit of God. And that's what we're all called to do. Hallelujah. You're all called to be. You're responsible for what you say. So God got certain words you're called to say. So speak them. You got to be obedient to the voice of God. Join me tomorrow. I love you. God loves you more. Love heart and pray with heart. Hug love, my loves.